It's the Top 5 at 5 on the Rokan Show with Anna DeVlantis. Brought to you by Builder Supply Outlet. True outlet prices every day. Now home of the Edge, kitchen and bath showroom.
It's the Top 5 on the Rokan Show. Let's go!
Plus, I got a $50 gift certificate right now. 312-981-7200, caller number 19. 312-981-7200, caller number 19. To Builder Supply Outlet in Broadview. True outlet prices every day. Check out the Edge, their state-of-the-art kitchen and bath showroom. All right. Checking in at
number 5.
The White House has responded to questions about the administration's official statement concerning Fidel Castro's death. Now, there was criticism of this because they were, you know, it was kind of like a sort of open-hearted thing. And there's a lot of people that were upset about the fact that the Cuban leader ran a deadly regime of firing squads and imprisonment of any kind of critics of the administration, right. His administration.
Political dissidents.
Yeah. And instead, Josh Earnest had to stand fire today.
There certainly is no whitewashing. The kinds of activities that he ordered and that his government presided over that go against the very values that this country, that our country, has long defended.
Yeah.
Yeah, true.
Yeah. I mean, that was, I think that there had to be a little bit more.
Because the White House was seen as being too soft
on
the whole issue.
Because it was, it was a reference to his impact on the region, and brings up great emotions. Yeah, but I mean, there was a slaughter there of people who disagreed, or of the business class when they got into by the time the revolutionaries had swept from essentially Guantanamo, ironically enough, to Havana.
Mm-hmm. Did you see the celebrations in the streets of Miami with people taking their pots and pans out and, you know, jumping through the streets? And they're, you know, the excitement they felt over his passing to them, an end of an era.
So, and it's interesting, though, so many of those people, though, were born in the United States or were jumping up and down, but they just remember the stories of their families,
parents,
or their parents,
grandparents,
or whatever it is. Now, where, according to the White House, does Cuba go now?
I think the question for the president is, in terms of making policy, are we going to be rooted in that past, or are we going to look to the future? It doesn't mean that we should ignore the past, but it does mean that we can't let the past interfere with our ability to make progress.
What, you know, what's interesting about this, though, is that the Trump Organization already made inquiries into Cuba, as every big hotel organization did in America, right, throughout the world.
And some have already been announced that they are building there, so it's, you know, it's open territory in a lot of ways.
As soon as the United States opened up there. So, there are some politics to be played here, but there's also business to be done. And then comes the question of how does, and this is, again, this issue of, everybody said, well, we need to have a business guy as president. Well, that's fine. But the business, does the business guy still get to do his business while he's president of the United States?
Seems like a conflict, for sure.
There are no conflicts, Anna. Donald Trump says there are no conflicts. The president doesn't have conflicts. He doesn't have to have conflicts.
Well, yeah. I mean, if he's building hotels there and he's also supporting policy that would support U.S.-Cuba relations, it would feel like a conflict there. But he's saying so far that he plans to terminate, Trump wants to terminate the Obama administration's efforts to make, you know, kind of normalize things with U.S. and Cuba, and that it's a bad deal, and if we don't change it, that, I'm going to come up with a new deal, or else this is over. Who knows if that's
that is the beginning
talk.
Of it. That's his first open. That's how he's negotiating with the world right now. Mm-hmm. Everything's a negotiation. I think that's pretty clear and fair, and I think he would even say that. And so they're like, you know what we're going to do? But he does need to get something. I don't disagree with renegotiating with Cuba. I happen to think that there are still dissidents. There are still people in prison who shouldn't be there. It's unclear about the Americans, and it may be intentionally unclear about the Americans because of who the Americans may have been working for when they were down there. But are there people that still need to get free? Yes. Are there Cubans that need to get free? Mm-hmm. Yes. And to open up the political system, and maybe he does get that done.
Maybe.
And then
and
maybe
freedom.
A nice Trump hotel right in the middle of it.
Maybe that might happen, too.
On Ivanka Square.
Oh,
that's
God.
What I need. I need you to the Place de la Revolution is now Ivanka Square. Got it.
Number four.
49ers quarterback Colin Kaepernick.
Colin, you still call him that?
It just comes to me. I don't know why. Has asked about comments he made earlier in the week about Fidel Castro. Earlier in the week. This is earlier in the week, isn't it?
Well, he said it before Castro died, which was, I don't know, maybe it doesn't matter, but he was showing support for him before he died, like hours before, which was weird.
Bad timing.
Steps right into that.
This is Colin Kaepernick. He's got real trouble with timing. So far, all year, it's been bad. The timing's been off. He said that he agrees with some of Castro's actions, but not the oppressive ones.
What I said was I agree with the investment in education. I also agree with the investment in free universal health care, as well as the involvement in helping end apartheid in South Africa. You know, I would hope that everybody agrees those things are good things. And trying to push the false narrative that I was a supporter of the oppressive things that he did is just not true.
Does anyone know if Colin Kaepernick voted? Anybody?
I do know. He did not.
He said no.
He did not.
You're just kidding.
I was trying. Yeah. Does Stephen A. Smith know if he voted?
Stephen A. Smith, you mean driving through the drive-thru of a fast food restaurant trying to get his order?
Yes.
Yeah.
And while in between.
Getting curly fries. I want the curly fries well done. Now, Colin Kaepernick does not have a right to spout his opinion about American politics if he chooses not to vote. You have one job as an American, Colin Kaepernick. One job. To go to your polling place before or during election day and cast your vote. Otherwise, keep your mouth shut.
I understand he couldn't make it. He was kneeling. He's got knee problems now.
Now, I don't mind people taking a political position, but in the game of football, there is no place for this. Go to your town square. Go to MSNBC, to your Fox Channel, to your CNN. Go there. That's where you go, Colin Kaepernick.
I think he's making
Where is my curfew order?
You know that Stephen A. Smith did go off on Kaepernick for this very thing.
Yes.
So. He absolutely did.
Yes, he did, yes. That's why I like Stephen A. I don't even know why I like him, but I like him.
I've actually talked to him in person, and he doesn't talk like that at all. He actually talks normally.
Oh, no.
He's a normal human being.
I spent a lot of time with him. I stood on a set with him auditioning for a show, and it's the same thing.
It's almost soft-spoken.
You feel bad for
him.
Oh,
no, not when the microphone's on. Not when the camera goes on.
They always screw up his fast food orders. You feel for him.
Oh, yeah, you don't want to do that.
Weekday mornings, it has everything you need to know and some things you just need to see. WGN-TV Morning News, Chicago's must-watch morning news.
All right, here we go. We continue on with the top five at five, checking in at
number three.
A woman apparently enraged by a suggestion that she buy a larger grocery bag for her Michael's purchases, unleashed her fury on two employees at the Lakeview store the day before Thanksgiving.
This lady is actually screaming that she's being discriminated against.
That was over.
I watched that whole 10-minute video.
You did?
Yeah, did.
It was over a larger grocery bag they asked her to get?
Yeah, but it was a great grocery bag. I mean, I can totally understand where she's coming from. Those grocery bags, those larger ones, phenomenal.
I want her to define discriminate.
She was discriminated against because she voted for Trump. When did that come up in all of this? Now, why does that keep coming up?
Well, she's the one that volunteered that information.
Yes. Wait, there's more.
I don't know what you think you're videoing, lady. I don't know what you think you're videoing. I was just discriminated against by two black women. Yes, I was. And you being a white woman, you literally thinking that that's okay. You standing there with your baby thinking that's okay. I don't know what you're videoing. But your child is stealing. Yeah, I don't think you paid for that.
Ridiculous.
And I can video you too, lady.
Please
and I can video you too. Why don't you go home to your husband who's cheating on you? Why don't you go home because you're... Come on, I'll just videotape your child.
Oh, no. Oh, my God. It just got so ugly. It didn't need to.
Oh, my God.
Oh, my God.
Oh, my God.
That's why I don't go out on Black Friday. Because, you know, you just, it just, there's too many people shopping, looking for the same things. This is a stressful day, Wednesday before Thanksgiving.
Arts and crafts, also very stressful.
Yes.
Yes.
Very
apparently
stressful.
They are. That's right. And at Michael's, isn't that a place of happiness?
I
mean, how much yarn does one
Michael's.
Need? Yeah.
I did absolutely nothing to you, but say I didn't mention bags. I wanted my bags and I wanted to go.
I've not done anything to you. I just asked you to not talk like this.
And you're not my mother, and I will do whatever I want to do.
There are children around.
And I didn't do anything in front of children. This woman is choosing to stand here.
You have been doing this.
I have been discriminated against twice by you.
You have not been discriminated
against. Yes, I have. Yes, I have twice. Twice.
Oh, no.
This woman came around and...
Like, take some deep breaths. Take a deep breath. It's a little crazy.
Mm-hmm. She calls the cops on them, too, and the cops don't show up.
Oh, no.
She calls the cops on the Michael's employees
for not
giving her a bag?
Yeah. Well, she calls the cops again. She's like, I called already 30 minutes ago. No one showed up. She's like, yeah, I'm still here. Because the cops are like, why are you still there?
Give the cops credit for having time to show up. We had 38 shootings and 8 dead over the weekend.
Right, exactly. They have some things to do.
And they had to attend to this.
Right. And there's a woman who's being discriminated against because she had to buy a larger shopping bag and she decided that because she voted for Donald Trump, which nobody knew until she said that.
It's a great way to sum it up, bro.
Okay.
I'm sorry.
Okay. Classic Michael's shopper losing their marbles.
Yes. Again. I don't know. It's for potted plants, right?
Potted plants, Michael's.
Yeah, don't you get
of
potted plants?
Crafts. No, you can make floral bouquets.
Oh, you can make them.
You can make them, but you can also make like festive things, like holiday.
You can imagine what she was
things
making
like that.
She's making a Donald Trump plant for her. She's actually doing a Donald Trump inspired Christmas tree.
Maybe they ran out of orange and she got excited.
No more orange yarn.
That's
red.
Why they're discriminating against her, because of no orange.
Number 2.
25 recordings have been added to the Grammy Hall of Fame, including Nirvana's Smells Like Teen Spirit. Elvis Presley's Jailhouse Rock. Oh, this is a shocker right here. Sonny and Cher's I Got You, Babe. They say we're young and we don't know. Won't find out. R.E.M.'s Losing My Religion. That's me in the corner. That's me in the spot. And this one, this is interesting. This has taken a long time, but really should be there. Deep Purple, Smoke on the Water. Smoke on the water. Fire in the sky. They have been chosen for qualitative or historical significance. How about that?
How about that?
Pretty impressive.
Great to hear those.
Greatest bass line maybe in rock and roll history right there. Smoke on the Water.
Number 1.
Oh, boy.
What happened now?
A man dressed only in underwear helped police arrest an unlicensed driver who allegedly crashed a car into an Australian takeout restaurant. Daniel McConnell says he was lying in bed at home in the Brisbane suburb of Hendra. 2 o'clock in the morning when a car slammed into the front of a neighboring fish and chips shop, which was closed for the night. And that's when he sprung into action.
What happened?
Oh, well, it's really quite funny. I was in bed sleeping at 2 o'clock this morning. My wife comes in and says, oh, the shop's been, someone ran into the shop. And I said, oh, what? So I jumped out of bed and all I had was my undies on, and I've walked out the front and I've seen the car smashed, and I've seen the bloke walking back to the car. And so I've walked outside and I said, oh, what are you doing, mate? Like, you can't be leaving the scene. And he goes, don't be a hero, mate. And I said, I'm not trying to be a hero, but the police are coming.
Now, the man is in his tighty whities here. That is my understanding.
He's in his underwear.
He's in his underwear.
But he's the hero. He helped the police get this guy.
Mm-hmm.
And he just decided he'd scoot up the road, and I just said, nah, it's not going on like that, mate. So I jumped in my car, and I started chasing him up the road, and then he went down a side street, and then the police were coming, and I flashed them and sent them off in the direction of him. But, mate, all I had was me jocks on, and I was chasing him up the street, and I'm just like, mate.
See, heroes don't always wear capes. Sometimes they come in
meundies.
What does
he mean by flashed?
I don't know. But I just have an image of what's happened here now.
Oh, yeah. And it's great. If you go Google it,
I would like to set him up with the lady from the Michaels.
Oh, gosh. Perfect.
In Lakeview. Maybe he could calm her down.
I think he could. He's got a pretty chill way of looking at things. He just jumps into action and helps save the world.
Crocodile Dundee over here in his underwear. And her with her.
he looks a bit like Spicoli. He's got the long blonde hair.
Yeah.
Mike.
Mm-hmm. MeUndies, I like that part.
Now, I want to go back to the woman from Michaels. Now, they did not let her near the knitting needles, right? They did not let her. She wasn't. Because that's a point where that now since security's got to surround that section.
That's why police arrived in the first place.
Like, so Michaels could be a place. I mean, they got those real sharp scissors and stuff, right?
Mm-hmm.
You want to be very careful over there at the Michaels.
They have glue guns that are really hot.
Yeah, I don't need that. All right. Well.
She needs Xanax.
It is the holiday season, people.
You can tell, can't you?
People need to chill out.
The top five at five.